From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading Vortex, number 7 in the Sten Adventures by Alan Cole and Chris Bunch. Now let's begin with Book 1, Convection, Chapter 1. The square of Cockens brooded under storm clouds knuckled black in the sky. A weak sun crept through those clouds, picking out flashes of gold, green, and red from the towering buildings and domes. The square was immense, 25 square kilometers solid, with gaudy buildings, the official heartbeat of the Altaic cluster. On the western edge was the lace-patterned fan of the Palace of the Cockens, home to the old and angry Jokian, who had ruled over the cluster for 150 years. For 75 of those years, the man had labored on this square, lavishing billions of credits and being hours. It was a monument to himself and his deeds, both real and imagined. Almost as an afterthought, there was a small shrine park in a forgotten corner of the square in memory of his father, the first Cockan. The square sat in the center of Joki's capital, Rurik. Everything in the city was huge. The inhabitants were forever scurrying about, reduced in scale and spirit by the size of the Cockan's vision. Rurik was quiet this day. Humid streets emptied. Beings huddled in their tenements for mandatory viewing of the events about to unfold on their live screens. All across the planet Joki, it was the same. In fact, on all the habitable worlds of the Altaic cluster, humans and ETs alike had been cleared from the streets by loudspeaker vehicles and ordered into their dwellings to punch up the live cast. Small red eyes at the bottom of the screens monitored their required rapt attention. Security squads were posted in every neighborhood, ready to kick in the door and haul away any being whose attention flagged. At the Square of the Cockens itself, 300,000 beings had been ordered in for public witness. Their bodies formed a black smear around the edges of the square. The heat from the living mass rose in waves of steam and drifted up into the menacing clouds. The only movement was a constant nervous shifting. There was not one sound from the crowd, not the cry of a child or a cough from an old one. Heat lightning branched over the four gilded pillars that marked each end of the square, and the enormous statues honoring Altaic heroes and deeds hunched over it. Thunder boomed and echoed under the clouds. Still, the crowd held its silence. Troops were formed up in the center of the square, weapons at ready, eyes scanning the crowd for any sign of danger. At their backs loomed the killing wall. A sergeant barked orders, and the execution squad clanked forward, walking heavily under the burden of twin tanks strapped to each being's back. Flex hose ran from the tanks to a 2-meter-long tube held by each squad member. Another order, and hands sheathed in thick fireproof gloves flexed the triggers of the flamethrowers. Molten fire dripped from the ends of the tubes. Gloved fingers tightened, and a howl rent the air as flames exploded out against the killing wall. The squad held the triggers back for a terrible moment of heat and acrid smoke. The flames hammered at the wall in heavy waves. At the sergeant's signal, the fire stopped. The killing wall was unmarked, except for the deep red glow of superheated metal. The sergeant spat. The spittle exploded as it touched the wall. He turned and smiled. The execution squad was ready. A sudden squall erupted, drenching the crowd and sending up hissing clouds of steam from the wall. It stopped as quickly as it had begun, leaving the crowd miserable in the humid atmosphere. There was a nervous buzz here and there. Among so many beings, fear can keep the silence only so long. "This is the fourth time in as many cycles," a young Suzdal yipped at his packmate. "Every time the Joki police come hammering on the door to call us to the square, I think this time they're coming for us." His little snout was wrinkled back with fear, exposing sharp, chattering teeth.
"It's nothing to do with us, dear," his packmate said.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?